It'll take another week to find a trustworthy shipmaster and to work one eye up to crossing the Sea of Torments. So 25 days from today, I'll go to the gardens. I'll have the Camellia Grotto reserved for the evening. I patted the lump next to my heart. That lump was a beautifully tooled leather wallet containing papers commissioning me a general in the Imperial Armed Forces and naming me a diplomatic legate, answerable only to the lady herself. Precious. Precious. And one good reason some long-time Imperials had a big hate on for me. I am not sure just how that came about. Some banter during one of those rare hours when she was not issuing decrees or signing proclamations. Next thing I knew, I had been brought to bay by a pack of tailors. They fitted me out with a complete Imperial wardrobe. Never will I unravel the significance of all the piping, badges, buttons, medals, doodads, and gewgaws. I felt silly wearing all that clutter. I didn't need much time to see some possibilities, though, in what at first I interpreted as an elaborate practical joke. She does have that kind of sense of humor, not always taking this great, dreadfully humorless empire of hers seriously. I am sure she saw the possibilities long before I did. Anyway, we were talking the gardens in Opal and the Camellia Grotto there, the acme of that city's society see and be seen. I'll take my evening meal there, I told her. You're welcome to join me. Hints of hidden things tugged at her face. She said, All right, if I'm in town. It was one of those moments in which I become very uncomfortable. One of those times when nothing you say can be right, and almost anything you do say is wrong. I could see no answer but the classic croaker approach. I began to back away. That is how I handle my women, duck for cover when they get distressed. I almost made it to the door. She could move when she wanted. She crossed the gap and put her arms around me, rested a cheek against my chest. And that is how they handle me, the sentimental fool, the closet romantic. I mean, I don't even have to know them. They can work that one on me. When they really want to drill me, they turn on the water. I held her till she was ready to be let go. We did not look at one another as I turned and went away. So, she hadn't gone for the heavy artillery. She played fair, mostly. Give her that. Even when she was the lady. Slick, tricky, but more or less fair. The job of legate comes with all sorts of rights to sub-infeudation and plunder of the treasury. I had drafted that pack of tailors and turned them loose on the men. I handed out commissions. I waved my magic wand, and One Eye and Goblin became colonels. Hagop and Otto turned into captains. I even cast a glamour on Mergen so that he looked like a lieutenant. I drew us all 3 months' pay in advance. It all boggled the others. I think one reason One Eye was anxious to get moving was an eagerness to get off somewhere where he could abuse his newfound privileges. For the time being, though, he mostly bickered with Goblin about whose commission carried the greater seniority. Those two never once questioned our shift in fortunes. The weirdest part was when she called me in to present my commissions and insisted on a real name to enter into the record. It took me a while to